we're back with another episode of Ramnish Chat.
Holy shit.
Told you we're doing two. Two.
So can I close the laptop?
Yeah, sure.
Right. Well, I didn't expect you to jump into it that fast.
I don't know how
to. Yeah, I have you on speaker.
Oh, well, take us off.
I did. I'm gotten tired of putting you to my ear.
Why? Is it because I yell in the beginning?
So you gotta, no, it's because away. I don't want to hold my phone the whole entire time.
Well, you know, I don't know what to tell you, Miranda. You know...
Get one of those Bluetooth.
I've already probably been talking to you for an hour, so that means my arm is up for an hour.
Miranda, do you know how long I hold my child every day?
Yeah, no, it's... Yeah, no, that's... Or, you know, in the future, we're going to be doing video podcasts and, you know, going straight off the computer. Like, off of, like, probably Zoom or something like that. I don't know.
We get to set up a sitting spot because I'm not going to be sitting in these freaking kitchen chairs while we film for hours.
Oh, no. No, I'm going to have my own little sitting spot, too.
Yeah, so I want to sit on my couch and be comfy with my blankie.
I'm probably going to be in the room. I'm going to put up, like, a little thing for me.
Why is it just you?
Because when we record on the computer, we're not going to be in the same room.
Why?
Yeah, no, I'm going to end up living with you guys someday.
Probably.
What?
She's gonna be our permanent roommate.
What was this talked about?
I'm gonna get tired of living at home and I'm just gonna end up living with y'all.
What's that difference?
You know I basically stayed at your place over Christmas break.
Yeah, I hate it every day of it too.
It was like every other day I went to your house.
Baby agrees. That's his best friend.
No. I'm telling everyone no.
Well, I help too, so I say yes.
Alrighty, but, you know, this is the second time we're recording.
Yep.
In one day.
One after the other.
Yep. We've done this before.
Not very often, though.
No.
Not as often as we should.
You don't get to eat my chips. You barely have teeth.
Yeah, so, you know, how you guys been? It's just last time we talked.
Good, I have a baby.
Oh my goodness. I've been good. Still got homework to do.
Why do you have homework, you loser?
Because I'm in college, you loser.
You're a loser, loser.
You're a loser,
you're though. A loser, loser, loser.
At least I'm not, at least when I'm a loser, I'm not going to be $40,000 in debt.
No, but I'll have a job that I've been wanting since I was a child.
Yep, that won't pay off your debt or maybe not even your bills.
No, but I'll be happy with my life.
There you go.
Are you sure about that?
She'll have a foot peak business on the side. A feet pick business. I can't talk, okay?
But, you know, I haven't even heard this to you guys
the
yet.
One dude still asks.
Oh my, girl, you tell him you charge.
Tell him you charge. $10 a picture.
Yeah, he don't just get free feet picks.
Remember he said no.
Well, then he don't get no feet picks.
Yeah, no feet picks, no money. $10 a picture.
No money, no pick.
And then what you do is you create a quick OnlyFans, so that way it's all legitimate.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh. So I actually was, I was getting tired of him, of asking, so I actually did send him one, but it was just like blah. Like I was like, I don't care. I sent one and he was like, no, it has to be like in this certain way. And I'm like,
bruh,
if you want it in a certain way, then you're paying for it.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
You see, Marina, he's always wearing you down.
Yeah, he's trying to get the free pics.
But now what you do is you tell him, like, listen, this is my OnlyFans, have fun.
Yeah. Only feet.
That's what you put in the bio. Goodness.
Yep.
Like, listen, feet pics only.
No.
$5 a month.
$5 a month.
People are more willing to pay $5 a month than $10 a picture.
Mm-hmm. Well, they'll pay more for, like, specific things, like certain nail polish and stuff and certain poses.
Then that's when you sit there and you do, I don't know, like, requests.
Yeah.
I could probably do certain poses, but at the same time, probably not painting my toenails.
Why not?
Unless they look gross, then I will.
You can have painted toes, like, or you do it for free, and then you have them buy each pick.
No, I saw this girl, she does this for, like, her business, And she says, so when you post photos, like, start to get fans, don't show all your toes. Because she says that you're basically, like, give, like they're getting the good stuff for free. Is it still recording?
Is this, yes, it's still recording. Quit looking at the phone.
So only, like, show your big toe?
I don't know. Maria, Dakota, what toe should she show?
Only a couple.
Only a couple, Miranda.
You see, my big toe and the second toe, my or second toe is bigger than my big toe.
Or just have your one foot cover the other foot.
Yeah.
Is that showing? Oh, so toes? You're meaning, like, not all 10 toes?
Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't even do that anyways. Yeah. I don't think I can have an OnlyFans.
You're over 18.
Yeah, but I'm going to be a teacher.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But she's not showing nudes, though. They're feet pics.
And OnlyFans does have a thing where you can do it under a fake name.
Yeah. As long as you, you know, don't show your face.
Yeah.
Only show feet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what feet pics only means, Miranda. Feet pics only.
Yada, yada, yada.
Oh. As Gray almost hangs up on Miranda.
Yeah. You know, I still haven't introduced you guys yet.
They know who we are by
Miranda,
now.
You're sitting here. Dakota, you're here.
Eating my chips.
Yes. This has been a long intro that we still have not even got through the first 3 minutes of.
No, because we have a baby who's crying.
Yes. We have a fifth thrower right now.
Yep.
So. Now. First off, how's it going with you guys today?
I'm tired.
You're tired already?
No. I just want to play a video game or something.
Me too. Me too. I want to play a video game too. Did you guys see that the Steelers lost the playoffs?
Yes! I hate the Steelers.
Do you hate them because your dad hates them?
No. I just don't like them.
Ah, why?
I don't know.
Because your dad hates them?
Yeah, probably.
Come in.
I mean, my dad's all diehard.
Brenda, what the fuck are you doing?
Wait, somebody knocked at the door.
So?
You don't just tell them to come in.
Don't come in. It's like, oh yeah, and then let me record to come in. Put the sock on the door. Well, now who is it?
Who's at the door, Miranda?
Yeah, now you got most fucking senior. Hello?
Who is it?
How's it going?
I do live in the RA room.
How's it going?
Okay, so who is it? What happened?
What's your name?
So my roommate just got back and she left her book bag downstairs.
Okay.
So one of the girls on our floor brought it back up.
Oh. See, Miranda's gonna be that person, horror movies where she opens the door to let the killer in.
Yeah, it's like, oh, hi, how's it going?
Come in! Come in!
I probably would. I'm gonna record a podcast.
You should have a sign that says recording in progress, Miranda.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, but that's why, like, you always meet people, like, in the, at, like, public places first.
We're talking about putting a recording sign on your door. I don't know what you're getting off on.
Oh, a recording sign?
Yeah.
I thought you said you was talking about letting, killer kill me.
Sure, yeah, Marina. I'm gonna let killer kill you if I can do that shit.
Then tell me.
We'll send you a recording in progress sign.
Yes, recording in progress. And then we put the name of the podcast on there so that way they listen to it.
Yeah.
Okay, or I can't record either because this is the RA group.
Or what we do is that we put a recording in progress sign and let people think about what she's recording in there.
Oh my god.
This is an RA room though.
Well, tell your RA to wait in the hall.
I don't F-U-C-K care.
The RA has to have the door open, basically.
Why?
For anyone that comes in. Because she's the RA. She's supposed to help them.
Well, tell her
she's not there
while we're recording.
She's in the shower.
In the room?
No, she's not in the room.
So she's not in the room.
But they don't know that, though.
But, hey, RA's not here. Don't fucking knock on my door. We're going to be making up a lot of signs.
Say that.
Or a door just becomes full of signs.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Or, okay, how about this? We do a come in, we're open. Sorry, we're closed sign.
Yeah.
Or in Maria's case, it would be, sorry, we're open. How about that, Marina? Can we do that?
What?
Put in a come on in, we're open sign and put business hours on it.
No.
Why?
Because this is... Just no.
She just doesn't want to deal with it. Okay, so what are we talking about? Because you didn't tell us.
Oh, I didn't tell anyone. I don't even know, really. We're just kind of going.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
We're going with the wind. You're literally playing with your candle so the flames go out. I'm watching you do it.
Okay, I know, but I didn't honestly, you always played with it.
Yeah, it's my thing.
Take it out and play with it, Dakota, I guess.
And the baby's on Joe's head.
He's on my shoulders, not my head.
Yes, get that wet diaper on your in your hair.
It's funny because I changed him so he's dry.
Yep. Until he rips his diaper off and pees on your head.
But yeah. So Dakota wanted to talk about something.
What?
You want to talk about how Sam and
Gavar... Oh, this man! This man!
So explain who he is. Oh!
So there's this wrestling program called AEW. And it's pretty good. I will admit, I love a couple people on that. It's great. Now, how do you pronounce his last name?
Guevara.
Guevara. I always say Guerrero, and I know that's a different person.
That is a totally different person.
So, Guerrero?
Guevara.
Guevara. Sammy Guevara, a.k.a. fucking cheater, asshole, stupid.
I follow him on Twitter.
Yeah, you shouldn't. But anywho, so he was engaged to this girl. What was her name?
I don't fucking care.
I don't know. MJF.
Not important.
MJF said something about it. But he got engaged with this girl on AEW, like, brought her into the ring and they got engaged.
Live TV.
And then he cheated on her!
Allegedly.
He did.
Allegedly.
He did. With this girl named Ty Conti, who is also in AEW.
Ty Conti.
Whatever the fuck her name is. I don't have respect for them anymore. So he broke off his engagement, and then literally less than a week later, he posted on, Instagram... that, he was already dating this other chick. And this girl was like, oh, I'm so excited that I get to, love my best friend. And, girl, I was heated. Because I'm like, how dare you do that to your fiancé, you piece of poo.
Ex-fiancé.
It sounds like my mom.
Yeah, so...
Wait, what do you mean?
I need a story.
It sounds like their story.
Your mom's fucking her cousin.
Okay, yeah. But
that's not her best friend.
His wife, and then all of a sudden he went to my mom, and then obviously they were like, "Oh yeah, we're dating."
Yours is a lot worse.
A few months later, oh yeah, we're gonna get married.
Even though he's still married to his wife, and she stole my wedding month. I get married in September. And first off, how is she even going to marry him this September when he's still married to his wife?
Indian wedding.
Tell me how.
Indian wedding. Indian wedding.
Stop
Indian
it. Indian wedding. Stop it. You can't use your heritage
Wait,
for
what
this.
What is an Indian wedding?
I don't even know.
I think it's the one where it doesn't matter. I don't know.
I don't know.
We're not Indians. Wait, are we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I don't know about... Man, Miranda would be.
Miranda would, because you guys have the same great-grandma.
Yeah. No, we're Cherokee.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, either way, Indian wedding.
No,
Indian
but anywho.
Indian wedding.
Here's the thing. If you, that would be like literally Joe and I being engaged, and then literally less than a week later, he would go and date like Sadie.
Yes, friend of the episode, well, friend of the show, Sadie.
Yeah, friend of the show, who he's dated before, but we won't get into that.
No, but still.
But yeah, like if you start dating someone a week after you get engaged, like there was something going on.
Allegedly, I believe in the facts, and they have not came out and said that, hey, we were dating while he was engaged.
So he deserved to lose that TNT championship to Cody Rhodes.
But right now he's the interim TNT champion, doing a great job killing it.
No.
That's kind of sad. I think that's one of the ones that I thought was cute.
I wanted to be a heel so bad. Dakota says no.
No, because here's the thing. There is a difference between being a heel. Like, MJF, great. He is a great villain. Like, he's
yeah,
just...
we should probably use regular terms. Insiders. Huh? We should probably use regular terms.
Heels mean, basically the villains.
Yes, right? The villains.
So he's great. Like, he's good at what he does. But in real life, people say he's a great guy. Like, he's nice and, like, he's cool. His dog is a fluffy little white clown.
Yes.
Sammy, on the other hand, is just a piece of shit.
Nah, see, I want him to full on embrace the hate that people have for him right now. And just keep it going.
There's a difference, though, between, like, being written as a villain and people liking you. There's an actual thing that as being a villain.
So, here's the thing. And I know, because you're a newer wrestling fan. No offense.
Yeah, I know.
So is Maria. She's not as knowledgeable about wrestling.
Which all my ex-boyfriends are going to hate you because they tried to get me into wrestling and I said no.
Yeah, but I have pretty much heard stories, watched 80s, 90s wrestling.
He's grew up with wrestling.
Yes, I pretty much know anything you need to know about wrestling.
Yeah.
Like, there's legit people who hated wrestlers so much that they'd try to stab them at events.
Oh. Well, there's that guy who fought Seth Rollins.
No, I'm talking about, like, there was one time. It was in Tennessee, Mid-South promotion. That was done by... Ah, shit. I think it was Mid-South by Cornette. Jim Cornette. And he had on, fuck, I can't even think of their names right now. Can't think of their group name,
uh-huh.
But one of them was New Jack.
Okay.
Like, they'd come out there, and this is, like, Tennessee area.
Oh, around the 90s,
80s and 90s, right?
Yeah, because he was on Dark Side of the Ring.
Where, like, they had to get police escorts out of the building because people wanted to kill him so bad.
Dang.
So, no, I say full-on embrace this fucking heel work. No. And be the fucking guy that everyone wants to see get your ass kicked. Ric Flair did it for many a fucking year. I know he's a real-life...
Predator.
Yes, Predator. But here's the thing. He did it for 30, 40, 50 years.
Also, another thing on Ric Flair, like, he just needs to go sit down. Like, yes. Stop coming for all these young female wrestlers, like Becky Lynch, who I fucking love. I think she's great. And, like, he wants to come after her for literally using the man. So she literally can't use the man anymore because crybaby-ass Ric Flair came for her.
I know, but I swear, if we
get, like, a letter being like, oh, you're getting sued by Ric Flair for defamation, I'd be like, listen, no. Love Charlotte
Flair. She can't use the man?
No, because he literally threw a fit about it, saying that she needs to apologize to him and she shouldn't be using the man.
Because his old model used to be the man, you have to beat the man.
Yeah. Which, here's the thing, like, I could get it if, like...
In a different way, though.
Yeah, because, yeah, right. It's just because WWE fucking loves Ric Flair, so they're going to do everything he says.
But here's the thing, at the end of the day, like I was trying to say before you interrupted,
yeah.
Ric Flair has had, what, 16 world championships?
I don't care.
For the NWA?
I don't care.
Well, that 16 that the World Wrestling Federation will count, entertainment, whatever you want to call them, the overall championships is well over the 30s, 40s.
I don't care. This dude doesn't have that many, and he's still a piece of shit.
I know, but I'm just saying, if you're going to embrace the heel role, embrace it.
That's cool, if you're MJF. Not if you're just a piece of shit who cheated on your fiancé.
There's a lot of piece of shit wrestlers.
Well,
they get into the heel role, and they're fucking great at it. Because they're a piece of shit.
Here's the thing. Don't fucking then use the company you work for to get engaged.
I mean, yeah, that's
like, if you're going to be a fucking dumbass and cheat on your fiancé... Don't fucking propose to her on AEW.
Yeah, I mean, I could get that point too, but...
What the hell are you doing?
Okay, I'm drinking a Capri Sun.
It sounds like... I don't know what the fuck it sounds like.
Loud.
It was loud. It was enough to take my distraction.
Sorry. Yeah, I was drinking a Capri Sun and I just finished it.
But you know, a lot of people say to have a great wrestling gimmick... is just you turn to 11. That was Ric Flair. He did it for many a fucking years. That was Hulk Hogan. Many of years.
Who is a racist.
Yes. But you know what I mean, though. It's you turn to 11.
No.
That's Eric Bischoff.
No.
I mean, Vince McMahon. You turn to 11.
Vince McMahon's a piece of shit.
Stone Cold Steve Austin.
I like him. I like Roman Reigns.
And the Rock.
Yeah, I like The Rock too.
I was about to say, it's just your gimmick. It's just you turn up to 11. That makes the best wrestling gimmick. That's when I'm entertained. Because I feel like that's more of a real thing.
Oh, also, if Hook is listening, Miranda thinks you're cute. So, I mean, if you want, like,
she's probably not.
She lists her Instagram. So, if you want to slide into her DMs, she think you
he's
fine.
Probably not.
You never know.
I'm just saying, Hook.
You never know.
Hook is fucking Hook. Hook doesn't listen to us.
What, Miranda?
Hook is too cool for us.
None of them are probably going to listen to this.
You never know.
Hook is too good for us.
Yeah, probably.
And anyways,
we don't deserve Hook.
If he does listen, maybe
bro.
I can meet him and then change his hairdo.
Or, you know, I am a big fan of AEW. Chris Jericho in general, if you're listening.
Oh, so Hook's not going to listen, but Chris Jericho is? That yes. Man busy. He busy.
But, you know.
He's in a band.
Yeah, he's too. On tour.
He's
back in AEW now.
Yeah, but he's on tours, too.
I know. And he does a podcast, Talk is Jericho.
Yeah.
So there's way too much into that for him to
I'm just saying.
Now, Hook, he's young. He may not have so much.
He was at the strip club not that long ago.
Oh, yeah, he was.
I was watching a video.
That's okay.
With him and Antonio Brown.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I think it was Antonio Brown. Oh, WWE Royal Rumble's coming up.
I'm yes, pumped. Miranda I'm might be here for it.
I'm always pumped to watch the Royal Rumble. It's my favorite. It's my favorite match of all time. It's so fun.
I liked it last year because the Hurricane came out. He only lasted like 20 seconds, but
yes,
I love him. I love him so much. I think I actually screamed when he came out last year.
Yes,
like I think my scream literally lasted longer than his time in the ring.
It was so fun.
It was the best.
The whole Royal Rumble was fun. It's fun almost every year. It's fun.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to come down for the Royal Rumble.
Well, I'm off.
Come down. It's the 29th.
I am off
that
day.
I just don't know. You said you're off.
I am off that day. Just don't go do the meet. Go to the Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Joey.
Say you have COVID and can't go to the meet.
Say that your grandfather died.
They all already died last year.
They don't know how many you have.
How many are we supposed to have, Joey?
I mean, I think Pizza Hut, I had 5 grandfathers.
At Pizza Hut?
Oh, yeah, no, I'd call off my grandfather sick. He was sick like 20 fucking times.
Oh, God.
And he'd be fine on the chair. I'd stay fairly going.
Goodness gracious. See, I couldn't do that because when I worked at McDonald's, my supervisor was my mother.
See, that I don't have that problem. I still don't.
You see, right now, I still work at the place where they know all my grandfather's died, so I don't think that's going to work.
Say that your grandmother married someone new and he's dead now. It doesn't fucking matter.
Oh my goodness, Joey.
I thought you're probably not going to get connected to another grandfather, so what's the difference?
She's probably not going to marry anybody else.
Yeah, see,
no one wants to put up with her.
We're not getting into that.
I don't even want to put up with
her. We're going back to wrestling.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, and by the way, we're recording on Brody Lee Jr.'s birthday.
Who?
Brody Lee Jr. He's the youngest wrestler.
Oh, now,
10.
What's his name?
Brody Lee Jr. is.
I know. What's his ring name?
-1.
Oh, yeah.
Part of the Dark Order.
Yeah. I'm so happy they did that for him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Tony Khan did a whole big birthday thing about how he was in the ring with his mask on, the -1 on his chest.
Aww.
His mother posted a video when he got to ring the ring bell at an AEW event.
I got respect for Tony Khan. He a cool dude.
Yes. I think a lot of people do.
Yeah, he cool. Isn't the Owen Hart thing going to be starting soon, too?
Yes, in March.
Yeah.
I want Brian Pillman Jr. to win. But And you want someone else entirely.
I want Chris Jericho to win.
You want Chris Jericho? I want Brian Pillman Jr. That's because I know the whole history with the Hart Dungeon. Well, with the Hart Dungeon and everything.
Well,
I know Brian Pillman. No, the Owen Hart tournament in AEW. No, I don't know who I want to win the Royal Rumble.
I don't know. It depends who's all in it.
Well, here's the thing. And this is the biggest gripe I have with WWE right now. And Baby agrees wholeheartedly. It's that in the WWE right now, I looked up the roster on SmackDown and Raw. I don't really see anyone beating Roman Reigns anytime soon.
Right. Cause, well, we know Roman Reigns and Seth Rollins aren't going to be in it.
No.
I think there's people that's wanting to, like, just combine it all together.
Oh, combine the titles?
The titles and, like, just not have a split.
See, that's what I saw. Like, people were saying that they want Seth to win it so he could bring it back to Raw and combine the championships.
But he doesn't combine them. The only way is Brock Lesnar comes out in the Rumble.
Yeah.
Wins. And does it that way. But no, I don't want them combined. I like the separate.
Well, here's the thing. Because we looked up the women's roster, right?
Yes. There's plenty of women if you fucking start getting them correctly.
Yeah. But
that's the thing. Like, they're not.
But they're cutting so many people. Didn't you say it looks like they're trying to go to just one show?
No.
Oh, I got you good.
I've never said that in my lifetime. Why are they cutting?
Maybe I was talking to someone else about it.
Yeah, you might have. But no, I said, why are they cutting? Because they have four different shows.
Yeah.
They have NXT 2.0, NXT UK, Raw, SmackDown. Oh, yeah. Technically main event, but still, I looked in the Raw and SmackDown roster. I don't see anyone beating Roman Reigns. The only one I see beating Roman Reigns is Braun Bronson or something like that. Braun Breaker. Who should have been fucking Braun Steiner if you want to fucking change his name.
Huh.
No, I'm still pissed about that. Part of NXT 2.0. Big fucking guy. Cut a promo fucking well.
Is this whole episode just going to be about wrestling?
No, we're going to take a commercial here soon. I know there's a lot of this I have to edit out, so I'll make sure there's plenty of fucking room.
Ah.
But yeah, no. Either way, Braun Breaker, Universal Champion, beat Roman Reigns.
No.
Like, he comes out after WrestleMania.
It's Seth Rollins.
No, like, he comes out after WrestleMania when Roman Reigns says there's no one left for him. He's all alone at the top of the mountain.
Unless they're gonna have, like, The Rock come out during the Rumble and face Roman.
Rock's a busy man. Rock's a very busy man.
I know.
And even when that happens, I don't see Rock winning. He doesn't need it.
Well, I mean,
Roman needs it more than The Rock.
That would be the only way to not have the Usos get involved.
Well, here's the thing. How about this? Don't call Mustafa Ali. Let him get a little fucking faction and say he's taking over the fucking championship title.
Well, he's not. He doesn't want to be there anymore.
Probably because he sits in catering all fucking day and night.
Yeah. Well, that's all they let him do.
Like, literally, I would be so nervous because he was in the title picture back before Kofi Mania.
Yeah.
Because that's the only reason why Kofi Kingston had his title shot is because Mustafa Ali got injured.
Yeah.
You literally have them team up with people. How about a tag team? They're big fucking dudes. They're the Usos are, well,
he not did.
The
Usos.
No. That the Usos kind of know. They're called the Viking Raiders. And literally say they're done with the injustice. And they are done sitting in back doing nothing. I literally just created a story.
Nah.
I got three new people involved. Two people you can definitely see beating the Usos.
But Mustafa Ali can't beat Roman.
And then I literally have Mustafa Ali and Roman go at it. If you don't even want Mustafa Ali to win, that would be a great fucking match.
Nah.
I would fucking love to see that match.
I wouldn't.
I mean, if Mustafa Ali keeps up his stamina, it's possible. But he's got to have a lot more stamina than Roman.
He wants to be cut. He wants to leave.
I know, but if you give him a good story to sink his teeth into, I bet you he'll change his mind.
I don't think so. They gave him a story and then just quit.
Exactly. No, you give him a good story, stick his teeth into. Listen, we're going to have you face Roman. But we're going to have you do it with the Viking Raiders.
Nah.
So that way, not only are you building up a new single star, because Roman can turn him into a superstar. You then are creating a nice tag team.
No.
A new tag team. And that's something that you need in the WWE right now.
But
that
he's one of the ones that asked to leave also. Like, he has something to tell the world. So, it's just he can't do it with being in WWE.
So here's the thing. You never say never in WWE.
Wait, what do you mean that he has something to tell?
Oh, no, he wants to tell the whole world something. I saw the tweet.
What did it say?
That's what it said.
Oh. Maybe he's but gay.
He can't tell until he's released.
No, there's been gay superstars in WWE.
I know, but they usually don't go over well.
But no, I
don't think that he's gay.
I don't know.
I know Roman will put on a great match.
No, he was definitely not gay.
But no, I know Roman Reigns put on a great match with him. Watch his matches against AJ Styles, Seth Rollins, John Moxley. He can put on a great match with smaller dudes. Kid O'Brien. Brian Danielson, sorry.
Yeah.
Literally great matches.
Completely straight.
I don't know. But either way, we're going to take a commercial break because we've been talking about wrestling way too long, I think.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't got anything else to talk about,
no, we do.
Talk about wrestling.
Oh, no, we do.
I love how you say we, but I have no idea.
Oh, trust me, you know. Either way, we'll be back. So now I'll talk about what I really wanted to talk about today before you guys have me on a whole fucking rant.
That's not my fault.
I think that's really the first.
You brought up wrestling.
Yeah, you really didn't say what we were talking about either.
Yeah, no. I think that's the first time I actually went on a whole rant.
Yeah.
About something. But no, I got a plan. Today.
Oh, but you would go off, but you won't let us go off during a
I let you guys go off. I know Dakota has plenty of times.
You said you had a whole entire rant. You won't let us rant.
Dakota's went off plenty of times on podcasts.
Yep.
Miranda, you just don't do anything. You don't go off.
No, I don't go off on anyone.
I get heated on that, you know, wrestling topics. But either way.
I feel like I would have to know a lot about something for me to rant on something.
Now, see, I know a lot about wrestling.
I know a lot about nothing.
Okay, but we're going to learn something about something today.
What?
Normally, I just kind of listen, and then the next day, I probably forget. But try. We can keep trying.
Oh, no, you're going to learn today. So, today, we're going to be interviewing Dakota.
Why?
Why? All right, so, now, at this show, we have a very interesting dynamic.
We do.
So, now, Miranda believes in Sky Daddy.
What?
You believe in the Sky Daddy.
Oh, the God. Okay,
God, yes. I do not believe anything can be known about God. And Dakota believes in multiple gods. So to elaborate more about her religion and her beliefs, we're going to be interviewing Dakota about how she got started believing in, paganism? Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
Okay, in paganism and being a witch.
Yeah.
And okay, all that I will stuff. Probably actually remember this.
That's good, Miranda. So, now, we're pretty much going to do a whole story time on Dakota. So, I guess the best place to go is in the beginning. Okay. Your mother and father had sex.
Oh my God.
No.
I can't stand you.
So when did you... When did you first find out about paganism?
Oh my God. So,
let's get a few years.
So, it's actually not that many years after. But, okay, so, yes, my parents did the forbidden tango and had me. My dad has a mother who is my grandma, who is, she actually.
Oh, because your mother wouldn't swallow.
Yeah, I wish she would have. But anywho, now I have to pay taxes and live here. But anywho. Yeah. My grandma actually used to tell me stories about it, like, all the time. Because I was always obsessed with magic as a kid, but not, like, the magician magic. Like, actual magic stuff. And so, my grandma used to listen to this radio guy. And listen, if y'all old, y'all know who Art Bell is. Like, if y'all had old grandparents like I did, like, in their 70s, they probably listened to Art Bell. But anywho, his wife was a witch, and she would tell me all, like, these things about her, and he would go on about, like, what his wife does. And then, like, my grandma died when I was 10, and I kind of, like, got more into ghosts, but not, like, paganism. And then it's really just been, like, in, like, the last, like, 5 years that I've really gotten into it.
So, here's a better question, then. What made you go into paganism? Because you said that you didn't go out of it. Because you said you went more into ghosts at first.
Yeah. So, like, I believed in God to a point, but then I also thought he was, like, a really horrible person, because I'm like, why do you give kids cancers? Why do you, like, let people die who shouldn't die and shit like that? So then, like, I was always into, like, the crystals and stuff like that, and then, like, I knew herbs could do stuff, because my grandma was really into, like, mixing herbs and stuff like that. So she kind of, like, without realizing it, she did that stuff. So with ghosts, I knew there were, like, realms and stuff. And then when I actually, like, I knew there were other gods because I was really into, like, Percy Jackson and stuff when I was little. So I kind of went into, like, ghost and then into, like, people who, like, saw them and interacted with them. And then went into crystals and then just, yeah, just kind of went into figuring out what it actually was.
All right, so a side piece. We are going to start talking about ghosts here soon. Yeah. Certain type of ghost stories.
Yeah.
In future podcasts. Which I might have Marina in charge of that one.
It is kind of different from it, but it was, like, that was kind of the doorway into, like, witchcraft for me.
Our Beau died in 2018.
Did he really?
Yep.
Oh, my gosh. How old was he?
Did you just look him up randomly?
Yeah, because I don't know who Art Bell was. Hey, Marina,
can you look up Art Bell for us and see if he's still alive?
I don't know who Art Bell
I think
was.
I remember seeing something.
He was born in 1945, so he was old.
Yeah, he was pretty old. I remember her, like, literally turning on her, like, old little radio and listening to him at night.
Okay, so when did you start getting into it and start practicing?
So, I kind of had to, like, it was more after I got out of high school because my, like, you've met my mom. Well, no, like, I my have stepmom.
Oh, yes.
Karen. She is a very dedicated Christian woman. Like, I took anthropology courses, and she, like, would not let me talk about it because she did not want the kids knowing about evolution because she is a very diehard Christian. So I would kind of, like, mention things to my dad, and he would talk about. But my dad always took, like, a separate, like, he went more the ghost route, where I went more, like, oh, like, spirits and gods and stuff like that. So I always collected crystals in the house, and I, like, got familiar with the powers of those. Like, she was pretty cool with me having crystals. I didn't really fuck with herbs because, like, my dad always did that, so, like, he's pretty cool in that department. But I started getting more into, like, the gods and, like, the candles and stuff like that. Like, probably, like, when I moved in with you. Because I can kind of freely do it.
To another room, I can.
Okay, so, oh, do we need to move out of your room to another room? Miranda?
What?
Do we need to move out of your room into another room?
I might, but
why? What's going on?
Right now, just another person's coming in, and, like, it's, like, really quiet because I'm not talking, and, like, I feel bad.
Okay. Yeah, no, I, okay, so.
Well, I don't want you, like, not to have to do nothing.
Okay, so.
I don't want to have you, like, not to have to do nothing.
Thank you, Miranda. Now we all know.
Okay. Okay.
So.
Okay.
Now. What is your dad? Like, I know you've told me, but for the people at home, what kind of household did you grow up in then?
So,
your father.
My dad was raised Catholic, but he moved away with it because when you become a Catholic, like, there's a lot of, like, things you're supposed to do. Like, you're not supposed to drink. You're not supposed to even, like, basically spend the night in the opposite sex house if you're not married. Stuff like that. And you're supposed to give so much of your income, and basically, like, they made it seem like, oh, if you pay this much, you'll get into heaven. So my dad did away with that because he doesn't believe in organized religion. His overall philosophy is, like, if you do your best in life, you'll go to heaven. So
Joey says it's a cult.
It kind of is.
I do believe most churches are cults, but this is not an interview Joe and ask about his beliefs. It's an interview Dakota.
Yeah, but that's okay, what he
but
did.
But I know what Joey is, and Dakota, well, she's still talking. I'm just saying, Joey thinks it's a cult.
It like, Catholic is kind of are.
All right, but yeah. Type of your story, Dakota.
But yeah, so he grew up not practicing any religion. My grandma more so, like, got away with it when she was older because, like, she just kind of did her own thing. And then he didn't meet Karen till I was, like, 15, and we went with her to church one time, and then she yelled at us because we said it was, like, a cult. So we never had to go back again.
So, now, You said that your stepmom, Karen.
Yes.
She believes that there's still one God. Is she a Christian then, or is she Buddhist? Well,
no, she's a Christian.
She's a Christian?
Yes.
A special type of Christian? Because they're, you know, they all break down.
I don't know. It's a church behind Kroger.
That does not help me.
I don't know. I think it's just a regular, like, Christian.
Is she Catholic?
No, she's not Catholic. She's Christian.
Well, she's denominational.
Yeah, I'm about to say, within the Christian realm, there's so many different religions. Yes.
I don't know. She just says she's Christian.
All right. But we'll move away from that one then.
Yeah, because I don't know. We don't talk to her about religion because me and her get into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So.
Because, like, okay, so one of the things that, like, kind of annoys me about hers is, like, so I've asked her about, like, abortion. And she literally tells me, she's like, well, I have a belief, but I don't want to say that in front of God. It's like, okay, that makes no sense.
God should already know, though.
Exactly. So, like, that's what, like. It, like, that literally confused, like, the hell out of me when I was, like, I think I was, like, 16 or 17, because I was talking about it to my dad, because we always used to have, like, dinner every night, so we'd, like, have conversations, and she's like, I have my own beliefs, but I'm going to keep it to myself because I don't want to say it in front of God.
Well, some people do believe that, you know, things are not true until said out loud.
I know, but that's still, like, weird.
I mean, that it just pretty much says that God's not a mind reader.
Yeah, but it's still, like, so you believe in something that you are actually afraid to say in front of God because you think that's how it's going to determine your outcome in life.
Yes.
See, I don't get that.
Well, that, or, you know, she doesn't want to disrespect God, but we won't get into that.
Yeah.
No, we're not asking about her religion.
Yeah.
So, you say practice paganism.
Yes.
So you believe in multiple gods.
Yes.
Which god? Like, which, Miranda, Miranda, stop good? Laughing.
Sorry.
I guess we'll wait.
Yeah, no, we're paging
Miranda. You can keep talking.
What?
You can keep talking.
We can't keep talking, but we literally hear you on the other side laughing.
You're laughing. Well, it's
okay,
so funny.
Okay, I'm good.
Yeah, we need to know now.
Yeah.
Oh, so one of my friends needs to plug in their computer, and I didn't want to interrupt the talking in the podcast, so I was pointing everywhere that she could plug it in, and she was just laughing at me.
She can't find the plug?
All I was doing was pointing from side to
side. How long have you guys been in this room?
What?
She can't find a plug-in? I was in all the dorms that pretty much universal.
Did you say universal?
Not universal, but, you know, replicas of the last dorm.
Yeah.
Like, all the plug-ins.
Each dorm, I think, is different.
How? You only got a fucking room.
Because this one's a newer dorm. So this one would be, like, can be more...
Does she not have eyeballs that she could use to see outlets?
Can she not look on the near
room
the baseboard?
Is, like, covered.
Okay, but she's still got eyeballs, right? That works?
Can she just move
no,
shit?
No, because we hide them.
You hide the outlets?
That's your own problem that you got to deal with.
Yeah. Why do you hide your outlets?
Are people looking at our wires?
You have a problem.
Yes. But back to...
Let's continue. Yeah, we'll talk about her... We should do a video of Miranda's, like, room tour one day. We'll just go down to her college and do it.
Oh, hell no. That's going to be, like, a 3-minute video.
Sorry?
This is my room.
We'll do a like, vlog day down there.
Yes. Miranda can show us all around the campus.
A day with Miranda, just chat.
I feel like that would not be a good idea.
Hold on. We'll make it happen.
Yeah. We'll show up to Kwame's room.
Now, the question I was trying to ask.
To, like, my wife. Hey, if you did that, you'd get to meet porn star, and you'd get to meet all my friends, cross country friends.
Okay, Miranda, shut up. This is not about you.
You're the one that started.
We'll talk later about.
Yeah, we're going to talk. No, when we do the life on you, we'll do that. So, what kind of gods do you believe in then? Because I know a lot of them start branching off to different things.
All of them.
That is not. Do you believe in the Roman version?
Greek, Roman.
Norse version.
Norse. Literally all of them.
So you believe in every single god then?
Yeah.
So you even believe in like Christianity's god? Not you believe in Buddhism?
I don't believe in the so all, believe I don't in, believe in the like Christian's god. I don't
So believe you don't in believe in monotheism then, or do you believe in all polytheism?
Yeah, polytheism. Because there's a lot of people who work with other gods too.
So you believe in Odin, and you also believe in Hades. Well, Odin and who else? Zeus. Zeus, yes. And you believe
hey,
that?
Hey, know who Zeus is?
Thank you, Miranda.
Thank You're you welcome
for that input.
Miranda knows one.
You should know who Odin is.
Odin's not in the Percy Jackson books. Well, he's in
right.
a different series, but it's not Percy Jackson.
Because, well, because I know a lot of people, when they believe in polytheism, they only believe in one set.
Oh, nope, I believe in all of them. Because it's kind of, like, I read this book once, and they were like, I don't remember what book it was, but they were talking about as long as you practice, like, as long as you have at least one worshiper, you keep that god alive.
What do you mean?
So, like, basically, even if you believe in, like, the ones that aren't, like, really talked about, that god still exists. Because you
as
basically...
As long as there's one person that believes in them?
Yeah, because someone still works with them, so they kind of still, like... Basically, the more people that believe in it, like, the more powerful they get. That's why Loki is, like, really huge right now. There's a lot of people practicing with Loki right now. And also, there's a lot of people, like, when the seasons change, who worship, like, and work with Persephone and Hades.
So now, do you also believe in, like, the Indian culture of the sun god, the moon god, and stuff
yes.
like that?
Yep.
Even though they don't really have names, or, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. I didn't believe it. I didn't think it was, I didn't know if it was, like, gods you can only work with exclusively, and you don't believe in the ones that you can.
There are some, well, I mean, even if you can't work with them, it doesn't mean you can't still believe in them. There are some that are, like, they are closed. Like, there are some that when you're brought up in certain cultures, that's the one you're allowed to practice. In certain bloodlines. Like, I don't work with any of the ones who are worshipped by, like, the Indians because that's not my bloodline.
Yes.
And there's Wait. Certain things that I can't, like, I can't work with white sage.
I know, because you always said if you always have to white sage, you're going to call me and I have to do it.
Yeah, but even then I wouldn't because you don't practice, so it's still disrespectful.
Miranda has a question.
Hold on, I will tell you in a second.
Okay.
And then also with, like, voodoo and stuff that goes with, like, Haitian cultures, oh, I don't mess with that. Because
like in
that,
New Orleans and stuff like that.
Yeah, that is a closed... African. Yeah, that is a closed practice. That is, I follow some people who do, like, very respectfully because I could, you can still learn about it because then you kind of, like... There are some things that cross over in religions that, like, I don't want to be disrespectful to and stuff. But, yeah, that is purely for them. I don't practice that.
All right, Miranda, what's your question?
Yeah,
okay, now I kind of have two questions.
Okay.
The first question is, when we talk about, like the ghost stuff and that, you don't like talking about that because you believe in that, and the more you believe in it, you think it's going to come around, correct?
I think it's more of a respectful thing towards the ghost.
Yeah.
Like, she doesn't want us to make fun of ghosts.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And she knows that we most likely would.
Yeah.
Well, you.
No, yeah.
And Joe does, too.
I do not make fun of ghosts. I just do not believe in ghosts. But no.
Okay, you know, so what was your second question?
Okay. My second question was, what were you talking about before I asked the question?
Like closed practices.
Yeah, like
and
closed
stuff.
Practices, like the Haitian practice, the Indian practice.
Oh, okay, yeah. Does that mean you believe in like karma?
Yes and no. Karma more is intention, though, with kind of like what we do, because it's like more of you like, basically, yeah. Like if you do good, good comes back to you. If you do bad, it can come back. But also there's a lot of, like, it's more karma on, like, what people do with, like, hexes and stuff. Because in witchcraft, basically, like, let's say someone sends, like, a hex towards, like, one of us. There's a lot of return to sender spells you could do.
So now, what is a hex for those of, like, I'm agnostic. I don't know what a
so
hex
it
is.
Can
I'm,
be,
well, I'm saying Randy doesn't know what a hex is either.
Yeah.
I'm going to take a while to ask.
So they're kind of like things that, like, you basically want, like, bad things to happen to them. There's some that I saw this girl do one. And let me tell you, this shit was, like, I don't know these people. I don't want to know these people, but they probably still fucking with it. But so she did one on her boyfriend who cheated on her with her best friend, and she did a hex with them, and it was some fucked up shit. Like, she went hard. So basically it sends it out there, and it can be anything from like making people obsessive. It can be something to making it difficult to find your keys. Or it could be something really bad where, like, you become obsessed and, like, you could get sick and stuff like that. But a lot of, like, witches use protection so it can't get to them. Or they do, like, egg cleanses or return to sender spells.
I think I might have been hexed.
Oh, God, why?
Because I lose my keys all the time. And I have a lot of bad luck.
Miranda, that could just be because it's you.
Yeah,
no.
It's just because it's me.
There was this one video I saw, and it was this guy who cheated on his wife, and they got divorced. And he was talking about how he can't get it up anymore. And his friend's like, her sister was a witch, dude. It was the funniest video ever.
All right, let's see. Now, next question.
I feel like you didn't write down these questions. I feel like you're just asking them.
Yes, because I knew these questions for, you know, a while.
Okay, that's cool.
Because you said that you always wanted to do an episode where you talk about your religion, and now we're doing it.
I got to meet up with one of our friends and talk about it again. But don't mention his name, because I don't think he wants his partner to know that he's, like, learning about this stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know who it is.
Friend of the show, we know that much.
Friend of the show, yes.
I don't even think his partner listens to the podcast, so it's all cool.
Yeah, we're good.
No,
yeah, but if we ever get that far, we should really be careful with names, no matter what.
I don't know.
Even though I'm bad with names.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's why I don't really say names. You guys do.
Yep. Okay, so next question.
So, now, you talk about the rocks and the cleansing.
Yes. I love my rocks.
So, how would you go about getting a rock? How would you cleanse it?
So,
and
some
how would you utilize it?
Some of them you
Wait,
can cleanse.
Wait, do you have to cleanse a rock?
Yes.
She was just talking about this.
There's tons of people who touch them, and I don't want their energy on it. Like, I don't like Joe's energy on my rocks. I don't like anyone touching them. But a lot of them, I used to cleanse with water, and then I liked when I cleansed them with water, but some of them can't be cleansed with water. But now I usually just cleanse them with and charge them with moonlight.
Okay.
Yeah, but I cleanse our house with incense.
That's because I have incense.
Would you use what is that called? The smelly stuff, the wood stuff.
The incense.
That's an incense, Miranda. That's an
no, incense. Not the incense. The incense is like.
That's a piece of wood with the smelly part.
No.
Yes.
Like, to get ghost away, what is that called?
Sage.
Yeah. Would you use that?
That's basically an incense. I don't use sage. I use just regular incense.
Do they do the same?
Basically, sage, I just don't like the smell of it. It's too strong.
Oh, nobody likes the smell of it, I don't think.
Yeah, so I just
I've
use
never smelled
regular
it.
Incense.
I never smelled sage.
I don't like it.
Mom
it's just too strong.
Used sage before, so that's all I know.
Yeah, your mom uses some things she shouldn't be using either. Though,
I thought so. She was a religious woman with God.
She does the crystals and voodoo. That's why I don't, like, mess with her, because she does... Because that's not her practice that she should be doing.
Yeah. So, would you have any advice for people who want to start practicing witchcraft? Like, people you follow. This is your time to get them plugs.
Oof. There's a lot going on right now in the community that I don't really want to mention. But there is... If you guys want to... I'll make a future video. Like, when we post this, I'll link them.
It's going to be... This is the episode that's coming out tonight.
Oh, this one is? Well, follow us on Facebook, and I'll put their links. Because, or else I'd have to hang up on Miranda and go to my TikTok. Okay. But do a lot, lots of research, and learn protection first.
So, you pretty much... do you do spells then, or...
Yeah.
Do you do spells?
Yes.
I didn't know that either.
Like, what type of spells?
Well, I'm going to be working on a money jar for next month, so.
I have a jar.
That'll probably be my newest one.
Wishing for, like, money?
It, like, helps you get more money. Yeah.
I have a money jar.
not that type of money jar.
You're gonna be married, Joey.
What does that have to do with a money jar?
Well, okay, the thing is, you guys are gonna share money.
We already do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you guys will share that money that she gets in the money jar.
It's my money jar.
No, oh, he's talking about his jar that he keeps, like, loose change and stuff in.
Yeah, that's a money jar.
That's different than my money jar. My money jar is a spell.
Ah.
I mean, it has money in it, but don't worry, I'm not going to be burning money. You just put money in it so it gives you money back.
That's what I do right now. I put money in it, and then when I need it, it gives me money back. I just reach my hand in there.
That's not what I'm talking about.
And I get money. I don't think you know how jars work.
Stop it.
But besides that, do you have anything else you want to tell us? You told us about your upbringing as, you know, didn't really have a religion to believe in ghosts.
Yeah, because no, I thought God was a very cruel person. At least in what I believe in, things make sense.
And Miranda believes in God.
Hey, so does that mean I shouldn't believe in COVID? Because COVID doesn't make sense.
Miranda.
Miranda,
just because you don't believe in how disease works, doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
Disease is not making sense.
Miranda, you can see COVID.
Yeah, Miranda, I can literally put it on a Petri dish and see COVID.
You can't see Sky Daddy.
That sounds gross.
Oh, but like my one friend who is a friend of the show, you know this friend. She works with Apollo.
I can see miracles, though.
I think she works with Hecate now too.
Nice. Now what are those?
So Apollo is god of like the sun, and he also has like he's also with medicine because his son is like the god of medicine. So we have Apollo. He's also the brother of Artemis. And then Hecate is basically like the goddess of magic. Yeah.
Nice.
Yep.
So, now, Miranda, do you have any other questions for Dakota while we talk about...
No, I think that's all my questions.
And you do not have any gods that you work with right now?
I do.
Who do you work with?
I don't want to tell you.
Why?
Because.
This is a podcast.
No, I'm not there yet.
You're not there to, like, showcase your love to the god, or...
No, it's not that. It's just I am, like, working myself with them first, and then I'll let people know.
I have a question.
What, Miranda? I'm always scared when it's Miranda.
At least I'm asking a form question.
I was just thinking, if you are, like, you believe in all the gods... Yeah. Like, if someone's working with the god of war, does that mean they're just trying to get, like, have war with people?
Oh, like Odin?
No.
Future episode?
No, it could. It doesn't even have to be, like, you know, full-out war like we think. It could be, like, a inner war that you're dealing with. Like, they just kind of help you. A lot of them do shadow work that they use with gods a lot, and that helps, like, basically get past, like, your trauma that you've been through.
Now, what is shadow work for those of us who don't practice paganism?
So, shadow work, it's a lot. So, basically, people have to go into themselves and basically talk about all their trauma and work through it. So, basically, all the people who've, like, hurt you the most, you have to learn how to, like, forgive and move past it. But it's really hard because people don't like to do that. I don't like to do that.
Okay, so, now, I have another question.
Oh, but there is this guy on TikTok. I'll have to plug him. But his wife is a witch, and he talks about how he, like, helps her with rocks and stuff, and it's super cute.
All I know is that, you know, they're rocks.
Yeah, Joe buys me shiny rocks.
To do with your own... Because, you know, I believe that you should be able to buy whatever you want to do with whatever you want to do with.
Yep.
But now I have a question.
Yes.
How do you find out who you work with? Because you're talking about believing multiple gods, but then you're talking about how people only work with a couple or a few.
Yeah.
So how does that all work out then?
So some of them will change throughout their life. Like some of them will use like once they're getting through certain parts of their life. And then that god kind of is like, okay, our work here is done. You're going to move on. Or they'll kind of just like be... in the back watching. Like the one girl that I follow, she worked with a god for a very long time, and now she's had to move on from him because he's done working with her. They've completed what they needed to do. A lot of people find out who they work with through tarot cards, though. I do it through what I, like, see and experience, and that kind of is how I figure it out.
What would that be different? Like, explain that, a tarot card, then.
So people read tarot cards. When you pull tarot cards, that's how you get answers.
How you pulling, like, you know. So can you elaborate a little bit?
Yeah, so you have this deck of cards. You shuffle this deck of cards. You pull out certain cards, and you can... Each card has a different meaning. Certain ones will direct you to basically who you're working with.
Okay. Yeah. So, like, let's say Miranda, who's a Christian believer.
Uh-huh.
She believes in Sky Daddy.
Okay.
Buys a deck of tarot cards.
Why did you call it Sky Daddy?
That's his name. Is he not your daddy in the sky?
He's a father, not a daddy.
So you thought my father can be daddies?
Oh, God.
No, Miranda only has daddy in the bed.
Oh, God.
let her breathe.
No.
But no, so like, let's say Miranda buys a deck of tarot cards.
Uh-huh.
She shuffles through.
Uh-huh.
Like, she pulls out cards. Is that who she could be working with, like, in Sky Daddy form? Or, like, she doesn't want to believe in him anymore?
Well, technically, Christians don't work with tarot cards.
Ah.
Which I don't.
Yeah. Which, I'd be like, Miranda, why are you confused?
See, this is stuff we need to know.
I don't practice Christianity. I don't know what these people do.
I don't know what they do.
I don't know what Pegasism does.
Pegasism!
That's what we've been talking about for, like, the past fucking half hour, Miranda.
No, but they could. There are a lot of people.
I'm learning about it.
There's a lot of people who have moved from Christianity into paganism. Because there's a lot of people who...
You just sit there, it's like, Sky Daddy, I'm done with you. Goodbye.
Yeah, and they kind of just figure out, like, okay, this is the way I want to be. Because it's a lot more, like, accepting, I want to say. And there's a lot of people willing to teach you. And it's just, like, a lot of people have religious trauma. Like, before, even now, but, like, before 2012, when... Or was it 2016 when they passed LGBT marriage?
2012.
It was
so what you're saying is people are just wanting to be accepted
into a religion.
Yeah. And
which our religion, people are...
Don't say our religion.
Yeah, don't say our. We do not practice.
My people can be fake.
Yeah, well, because, like, a lot of people who are in the witchcraft community are LGBT. And they find out that a lot of people, like, helping them with this trauma has been other gods that they just weren't allowed to believe in, because basically Christianity tells you if you do this stuff, you go to hell.
Yes.
Which is religious trauma, which people don't like to talk about because it's awful. But, yeah, so basically...
Trauma. Trauma makes things interesting.
Miranda, what would you do if you went to church every Sunday and they told you that you're going to hell because of what you do?
They do that
my
every Sunday.
My family's probably going to hell.
No, they do that every Sunday. Yeah. Well, every time Miranda goes to church.
Joey, not every time I go to church.
Yes, they do. Miranda, I got a few questions for you. I want you to answer. You answer as honestly as you want.
I don't like your questions.
I want you to answer as honestly as you want, Miranda. You ready? Rapid fire questions. Do you wear two different types of fabric, Miranda? Fabric. Do you wear two different types?
I don't know.
Wool.
She probably is, because she's probably wearing jeans, which are made with multiple things.
Yes.
I'm not wearing jeans. I'm wearing leggings.
Yep, made with multiple things.
They made polyester and something else. Okay, Miranda, have you had sex before marriage?
We already know that's a yes.
Go ahead.
Like I said, I don't like your question.
Miranda, are you accepting of the LGBTQ community? Now, this is a very tough question.
See?
Half? Yeah.
Yeah, because remember, she's cool with people being gay. She's not cool with people being trans.
Well, okay, so that means that you're accepting of, you know, men lying with men, then.
Yeah.
So that's all forbidden in the Bible.
Yeah.
Do you eat beef on Sunday?
She's probably thinking if she ate it last Sunday.
I don't know.
You've had barbecues on Sunday.
Yes, you have. That's a sin.
Oh, most probably. Yeah. Wrestling.
Have you ever thought about laying with someone else and you have never done that?
She's talking to multiple men now.
I'm just saying. Because that's lust. Yeah. That's a big no-no. Are you talking about other religions?
I'm pretty sure lust is, like, impossible not to do.
I'm just saying. Are you talking to people about other religions? Because that's a sin.
Because technically, back in, like, old days, she should be trying to convert me over. And if she can't convert me, she wouldn't be allowed to talk to me.
No, back in the olden days, she wouldn't be doing that. Back in the old days, she'd be sitting there cooking while the man tries to convert you.
Yeah, that wouldn't work well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Have you ever had interracial sex, Miranda? Because I'm pretty sure that's a sin somewhere. No. I don't know about that one, but I'm like 90% sure it's in the Bible.
Okay, so we already know Miranda's God against this stuff.
Yes.
Well, I don't know if I'm going to be with a white person, though.
You can be with whoever you want.
Yeah, you can be with whoever you want.
And a big thing with, like, so basically a lot of people who, like, get married now, like, they want their significant other to be the same religion.
Yeah.
Pagans don't really care. You can be whoever, like, we don't try to super convert people. Like, well, like, you ask questions and I answer them, but I'm not like, hey, Joe, you should totally do this.
Nah. I probably wouldn't anyways. Yeah. All right, but no, I think that's about it. That's about the end, Dakota. We've been talking for a good hour and a half.
So let's ask you a question then.
Okay, this isn't about Joe's religion.
No, but it still goes with me. So when did you start finding out I was into this stuff, and what did you think about it? Because I don't think you ever dated anybody who did what I did.
Not necessarily, no.
So how did you accept all this stuff? Or, like, what did you think of it?
So, with what I believe, nothing can be known or will ever be known. So, when people try to tell me, oh, yeah, this is what a God thinks, I don't believe them at all.
But you also don't disrespect it.
No.
So, that's good.
Well, because there's a God. I believe that, yeah, there's very truly, it could be a God or multiple gods, but I do not believe us as humans can ever know about it.
Okay.
But we can get more into what I believe and stuff like that, because a lot of people have questions about what I believe, especially on politics.
Why would politics?
Because I believe in something totally different than what we have.
The Big Bang?
That's not
that's not political. That's religion. Weird,
so what is it? Communism?
I'm a libertarian, Miranda.
What is that?
So I believe that everyone has a right to their own free will.
We'll get into that in another episode.
Okay.
So pretty much I believe that as long as, like, if you want to be a furry, as long as your partner accepts you as a furry, you can be a furry. Who fucking cares? Yeah. You want to have sex with a prostitute, as long as the prostitute agrees to it, have sex with that prostitute. I don't believe in big government. I don't believe in government bailouts. If your business is not doing good, then that means you have a shitty ass business.
How
and you should
did
close
this
down.
Conversation go from wrestling to witchcraft to politics?
I have no idea. But no, that's just some of the stuff I believe in.
If you're doing a furry, that's not a politic.
Yes, it is. Some people don't believe in that kind of stuff.
That's not politics.
What band is their daughter one?
ICP.
Yes.
They're a group, but yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, like, because some people are not accepting of that. But no, that was just an example. If you want to go walk down the street with a shotgun, you should be able to walk down the street with a fucking shotgun.
No.
That's what I believe.
No.
Because I believe that there's a lot more good people than there is bad people in this world.
I don't know about that.
I think it's okay with concealed carries. I don't think you need to carry a big ass shotgun into Walmart.
Because I believe
Walmart
if you
already has shotguns. You don't need shotguns to carry in
well,
there.
Well, no, I believe that if you carry a shotgun into Walmart and you try to pull it out, I believe that if other people have shotguns or guns, they'll pull it out on you.
Mm.
Yeah.
We'll talk about this on another episode.
Yeah. No, because we're going way past our time. Miranda, yeah. Where can they find you? Why'd you have to say
Panda 1001 Instagram.
Okay, Dakota, you're...
Dakota Storm 97.
On what?
Twitch.
Okay. Can't just say that and then just expect people to go, yeah, no, yeah.
Yeah, I forgot.
I mean, all I have to do is go in the beginning episodes and they would know.
Well, like, that, these episodes are getting released out of order, Miranda.
They are?
Yeah, this one's getting released tonight. The other one's getting released next week.
Why would you do that?
Because I got to edit the other one a lot more. It's not important.
Okay.
I am on Twitter, at Jovia. That's where I update the most.
If he updates.
I hardly ever do. But when I do, it's there.
Okay, so.
And you can find the podcast on the Facebook group page. The regular page is where we're at. It's where you can share it on your personal page. And let your family members and friends learn about paganism. And dissolve farther down in the madness. And
learn about
weird
randomness chat.
Yeah, weird laws. You know, we've done that four times.
Yeah.
Let's see. You can also find us on Spotify where you give us a 5-star review. Find us on Apple Podcasts.
Everywhere. They already
everywhere.
Know.
Yes.
Google Podcasts.
Alexa. Yeah, every time you see Amazon Alexa, anywhere, does not matter. You say, Alexa, play Randomness Chat.
We don't need to go through this every episode. They know we're everywhere.
There might be new
people. No, but he wants Alexa to play Randomness Chat, so he says it anyways.
Yes. You can play this in your car. I don't care.
Okay, so we're going to go.
Yes, we are, because I am tired.
Yes, me too.
I don't know how you're tired. You took like 8 hours.
You took two naps today. I don't want to hear it.
One of them was only an hour because the baby wanted to move.
I don't care. Okay, bye.
All right, say bye, Miranda. Bye.